Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Just an FYI to anyone out there who's not familiar with the internets yet. Search history, whether you wipe it or not, it can be found, okay?
Yep.
It can be found. The problem is with a lot of these people, they don't even wipe the search history. Their narcissism plays into it. Then they're just like, they're never going to catch me. They're not going to look at my computer. I have nothing on my computer. What would they find on my computer that's going to be damning to me? I don't think there's anything out there. You know, like search for things like luxury prisons for the rich in America. That seems normal.
Right.
And that's not even the most disturbing of the things. What was disturbing to me about that search that Corey Richens did. This is the mother who wrote the children's book about grief after she allegedly murdered her husband with a 5 times over the limit of fentanyl. That was something she was searching for between allegedly offing her husband and then being arrested over the course of that year. Luxury prisons for the rich in America.
That's a really interesting search.
Number one, why would you think that exists?
Right.
where have you seen this? Now, are there white collar type prisons that are less security? Yes, but they're not called luxury prisons in America, and you can't necessarily book a stay there.
Okay, so I'm going to get myself into trouble someday here, but I am looking that up right now, and unfortunately, all I'm finding is Corey Richens' story that she Googled this. But I guess Yahoo had an article on August 9th of 2021 about luxury prison cells. Norway's and Scotland have some.
Well, that's not here.
No, correct.
Michael Cohen is apparently in one of the cushiest prisons in America, or was, he's out. There is an article for that because I literally just Googled the exact same thing. And these are white-collar prisons where they're really not violent offenders. So I guess that's luxury of not getting, you know, raped in the shower.
Right.
But if that's luxury, you know, the bar for luxury is pretty low if you're going to consider that a luxury prison. But
looks like a dorm room, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's less... You know, less stringent, less, you know, what we think of when we think of like maximum security prisons. Far exactly. from being luxury, or why you would look that up thinking, maybe I can book my stay there, or get a choice. You don't get to go to Travelocity and pick your prison.
No, you don't.
Once you've been convicted. Just a little thing.
Great app.
So 2 lessons for Corey. You can't do that with prisons, and your search history can be found and will be talked about a lot. So she was searching for information on Utah prisons. If police can see your deleted messages.
Yes, they can.
We answered that with that one. How long life insurance companies take to pay if the cause of death can be changed on a death certificate.
Oh, boy.
If cops can force you to take a lie detector test. How to hire someone to write a book for you.
Ooh.
So that really, I think, speaks to trying to cover something up and try to control the narrative around your name. If there's this book about, you know, the father who died and he's still always with us, that really shows you as a mom to the outside as being someone who's really trying to help your kids cope. Certainly not someone trying to cover up a murder.
Mm-mm.
Signs of being under federal investigation.
Yeah, the knock on the door, mm-hmm. I would say.
Delay in claim payment for death certificate with pending cause of death. Yeah, so and that ties to the claim of at least $2 million in the insurance that she took out on her husband right before he was murdered.
But wait, there's more.
What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper? How to undo microblading. And Lil Nas X married?
What the hell? So, okay, she goes between possibly killing her husband and what kind of doctor was Dr. Pepper?
She seems real bright.
Wow.
She seems real bright. Bright and real dumb and dangerous is what she very much seems to be like. And I'm guessing that that husband was sitting there just trying to be there for the kids. I know that's what everyone says, but yeah, you dumb and dangerous is what you have going over there. Dumb, but thinking she's smart, dangerous right. is the problem. That's the narcissism there. That's the narcissism that allowed her to steal all that money from her husband while they were married without asking. And spend it frivolously left and right. And then when he said, yeah, maybe we shouldn't buy the $2 million fixer-upper that's basically just studs, and then he dies. And then she goes and buys it the next day because she pretends that she's fucking Joanna Gaines. I think that's another delusion that a lot of people have in this country, that they're a star on HGTV. It's like, you're not. Yeah, you're not. Channel. You're not at all. But I think all of those sort of things played into her life of delusion. And I had to add this in there because, and I found out an interesting fact about this. And people are going to start being, you really have a thing against LDS. I really don't, but stats don't lie. Okay.
If it quacks like a duck, it might be a duck.
Stats do not lie. She is LDS. We found that out. She was Mormon. So is Lori Vallow. So is James Craig. So is Jody Arias. And I found this out as well, which is interesting. And I found this out directly from an FBI agent, is that there is an unproportionate amount of LDS members that are either in positions of authority, like in police work, to the general population. And there's an unproportionate amount in jail for serious offenses like murder compared to the rest of the population, because LDS makes up a very, very, very small amount of the population. But when you look at the actual numbers that are incarcerated for things like murder, it's very high compared to how many are actually in our population. And it's not because the police are going down the road profiling LDS members going, yeah, there's an LDS. They look suspicious. No, it's because it seems statistically there are more crimes being committed by its members or ex-members or ones who go and make their new version of fundamental FLDS type things. But it starts somewhere. There's something in that seems to enable this sort of behavior. Well, maybe take the first book of the Mormon, the Book of Mormon, where God commands someone to kill someone for absolutely no reason. That might be a starting point.
And when you get these people who follow things to the letter, when something like that is written, that becomes a huge problem.
It becomes justifiable in someone's mind sometimes. And it also can start to justify delusional thinking and voices in your head, which are most likely a sign of some sort of mental illness or disorder. When you can just attribute that to God, boom, there is no mental disorder anymore. So
it's scary. And it just, religion, when in the wrong hands, becomes frightening. Mm-hmm. And we see it in all sorts of different religions. But I think you've really landed on something here. There is a faction of this group where anything goes.
There is, or the rules are a little different, or it seems to produce narcissists, or it seems to produce certain types of thinking. And that's not surprising. I mean, I think there's other religions that can produce that sort of thing as well, too. But when you get to like the superpowers and some of the magic underwear and all that sort of shit that LDS yeah. seems to profess, you're talking shit that's like really magical thinking that really goes beyond the norms. And if you think that that's possible, it's not too far of a stretch then to think that you are starting to have superpowers as well, because it's already been demonstrated as possible to you as a child in your religion. And we're presented with all sorts of magical things like that in different mm-hmm. religions, but some go a little bit further. Some make them a little more applicable to today's life, not just, well, and then manna came from the sky and fish fell and they had a water into wine thing. That you can kind of not relate to your life because it does seem very fantastical and it's a biblical story or something. It's very different when you're trying to apply this and say that the head of your church is having, you know, one-on-one conversations with God. And you're still adding more chapters to the book to fit your current political or socioeconomic needs.
Yeah, and that's just a huge problem. There's just too many similarities between this church and how many murders that we've seen.
I was unaware of the connection and the sheer amount that how non-equal it is. That is something that I've been suspecting for a while, mm-hmm. but I think it comes out here. So there you go. Lesson learned here. Don't Google shit about murder and being incarcerated and all that. If you just murdered somebody and you're concerned about being incarcerated and all that. You know, I just start like looking up kittens and things like that. Like, how many kittens can I legally have? What's the cutest kitten out there? All sorts of things yeah. that have nothing to do with murder. You know, just everything. Like, well, look at the search history. It's all about kittens and like the newest menu items at Taco Bell. Not suspicious. Right? Do that. Do this, not that. That's the lesson there. You want to weigh in? 888-554-5537. 888-5-KILLER is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. You can call in 24/7, and we may use you on a future episode of the program. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. You don't miss any of the cases we're covering for you right here. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.